Before, again, computers, cell phone, Googles, when you wanted information, you had to go to buildings called libraries. That's where they had the information. And I go to the library to look up Larsen, Scotland, and I can't find it. But we have a little weenie library, so I ask the reference librarian, I give her all the information, if she would look into it for me and see what she could find. And she said, fine, come back in 2 weeks. I come back in 2 weeks, and she says, no, there's no such place as Larsen, Scotland. And I've already been through the big forgiveness thing with my dad now, but I'm pissed, you know, because one more time I forgive him, and he's stabbing me from the grave, that son of a you-know-what. And I'm getting pissed about it, and then we have a friend in AA who's a big golf guy. He goes to Scotland every year because Scotland's like the golf mecca of the universe or something, and he goes, you know, maybe there's not Larsen, Scotland now. Maybe there was Larsen, Scotland like hundreds of thousands of years ago. Scotland's a really old country. I know people in Scotland. Let me ask before you go whack-a-mo. So he goes off to Scotland. He comes back 2 weeks later. Nobody in Scotland has ever heard of Larsen, Scotland. So now I'm going to change my name. You know, bite me, Dad. I am pissed. Pissed. And I happened to be at my husband's AA meeting one night, and a friend of ours walks up to me, and he goes, Larsen, I found out that Larsen is a Scottish word. I'm like, oh my God, you're kidding me. He goes, it is Scottish, for father was drunk when daughter was born, so daughter got a weird name. And now I know that that is probably not true, okay? But what he went on to tell me, he goes, you know, Larsen, I think I'm alcoholic like your dad is alcoholic. He goes, and I believe that your dad was drunk. I don't know what he was doing. He read it wrong. He wrote it down wrong. He goes, but I believe that your dad believed when he named you Larsen that it was the name of a town in Scotland. And just because it's not wrapped the way you think that it should be wrapped or looks the way that you want it to look, does it make it any less of a gift? You see, and one more time, I take it to you and you just show me a different way to look at it. Attitude is everything here. In reality, my name means absolutely nothing. But I take it to you and you show me a different way to look at it, and one more time, it's a priceless gift to me all over again. For a long time I had my name on my license plate, because it's Larsen, exactly 7 letters, it fit perfect and stuff, and then I got another car and I took it off because people said, oh, you shouldn't have your name, it's a safety issue or whatever, and then I got over 60 and then I didn't have a safety issue anymore, so I put them back on the car about a year and a half ago. I got another car and we resurrected the Larsen license plates and put them up there, and then my husband got me license plate holders that say it's the name of a town in Scotland, and yep. And 2 times I've been, one at the mall, one at the store, and total strangers have come up to me and told me they have been there. These are the normie people, okay? So whatever. You can't make this stuff up, I tell you. But anyway, Butch and I dated, you know, and like he shared, after we dated for a couple years, I ended up getting pregnant. Doesn't matter if it was a big deal for you guys, it was a huge, huge deal for me, because I'm a rule and regulation person. That's my life is all about that. You know, and then later on when our lives got really, really bad behind the drinking, my husband's alcoholism and drug use, you know, I thought it was because God was punishing me because I'd broken the big rule and the big regulation. You know, what I got to learn, you know, and being an Al-Anon after a while is that if you're going to screw around and not use any birth control, you might get pregnant. You know, it's just a fact of life. But if you're sitting there thinking it's a punishing God who's trying to hurt you, get even with you, make you pay, you know, I don't know what defense you would even have against a God like that. I have absolutely none whatsoever. You know, the God that I have found here, that I have heard many Al-Anons and alcoholics share about, is a loving God. He just wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. That's his only goal for us. The only person that ever stands in the way of that is me. If I'm taking that shot at a good life or not taking it at a good life. And anyway, we ended up getting married a month after my son was born. So if you ask me when I was pregnant when I got married, no, I wasn't. I wasn't. I had a 1-month-old baby there, but that's not my problem. You figure it out. And then, you know, as Butch said, I never said anything to him about his drinking or his drug use, and it was out there. He was hitting it hard, hitting it heavy, hardly ever going to work. I mean, I knew everything I was getting when I walked into it. But if you would have asked me when I came into Al-Anon, boy, did you know that Butch was drinking and using drugs and doing all that stuff and not working, I would have absolutely said I had no idea. You know, because that's how I'm affected by the disease of alcoholism, because I don't want to see what I don't want to see, and I want it to be how I want it to be. And so, like I say, you know, I never said anything to him about it until the day after we got married. And the day after we got married, I sat him in the kitchen chair and I told him the rules and regulations of the marriage. This is how it's going down, buddy. And do you understand? And he did this, which I took as affirmative,